if you take what happened to the old Christian church, it was an emphasis on a person as a finite being. So those qualities were not removed from the idea of the Lord's humanity. And that was the problem, because what ended up happening is they divided God into three. And so you end up with this very sort of spatial idea of the divine, whereas really what the concept of the Lord as a man, as a historical figure, is given so that the notion of the Lord as a divine human is set at the level of the senses. But we're not to remain in our senses in terms of our understanding of the Lord. That serves as a foundation for understanding that the Lord is good and truth, is love and wisdom, is divine love and wisdom. Here it is manifest in a sensual form, but that's not the only form. It's one aspect that's offered. So for the new church, I mean, the new church is born out of the second advent, which is the opening of the Word. So it's the Word that forms the basis of a divine, like the Word is in the form of a divine human because it expresses the Lord's own affections and truths. That's what human is. The physical shape is merely a representation of that, a necessary one, of course. It's how things unfold down through the levels. But actually, if you take out the affections and the thoughts from the shape, what have you got left in terms of the shape? Well, you don't actually have a human being. Well, it's, you know, something dead, really. It's not the human being. The human being is the what is within, but it needs the clothing in order to be expressed. And that's what we're dealing with. So it's recognizing that, yes, this figure of the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord appearing in a form that he can be grasped, but he is not finite in any sense of the word. Because as soon as we make him finite, we separate his human from the divine. Because by definition, divine is not finite, right? So there's a lot of nuances around it. But it's not saying that that we get rid of the images that the Lord has provided for us in order to think about him. Because if we did that, we have nothing. And that description is the right, that description from TCR is actually as you described it. In that case, it's talking about those who are naturalists in their thinking, I'm pretty sure. So they talk about abstracting, but it's abstracting through denial, whereas we are taught that to think spiritually, we have to remove ideas of person, time, and space. That's a different kind of abstraction. That's an abstraction through affirming. So you affirm the image and think above it, but it serves as the foundation for that thought. Whereas what's described in TCR is the removal of the image, because how can a man be divine? So there's like this negative doubt element that casts off the image, and then you're left with nothing, and you end up worshiping nature itself in the end. That's sort of what happens.